so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling
well,
out
of course,
New York,
that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KBSHLP. Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former resident of Morgan's Point and Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening. Days pass and weeks pass, and slowly we all get a little bit older. Some look at this with regret, some with pride, and some are flat out defiant. And often we look at time passing in all of those ways, maybe within the... This is certainly true of Texas musicians, so tonight we join those Texas musicians in hearing about their impression of time passing. For all of us, it's somewhat inevitable. Hear the birds. Turn, turn, turn.
Peace out. The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes. I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words of wisdom, and I'll try to make them right. Hey, it's just me and you again. Come on, time. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like a mighty wind. You're never standing still. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race.
Well, that, of course, is the pride of Abbott, Texas, Willie Nelson. And Come On Time from his album Ride Me Back Home, released in 2019. And like others of his most recent albums, he spends a lot of time reflecting on his life, but as I think about it a little bit, he's pondered aging and time passing throughout his whole career, with songs like Grandma's Hands and Don't Let the Old Man In and Yesterday's Wine and a bunch more. Come On Time was clear as to who's going to win, but Willie is still running the race, which is still is pretty amazing. Before Willie, we heard the classic 12-string Rickenbacker of Roger McGuinn and the harmony of former Texan David Crosby, Gene and Michael Clark, and Chris Hillman, and Turn, Turn, Turn. And the song was written by Pete Seeger, although virtually the entire song is the first eight verses of the Book of Ecclesiastes, and we aren't sure who wrote all that. Other than the music, the only lyrics that Seeger wrote are the phrase turn, 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 and adding I swear it's not too late to the last line after the plea for peace. The Limelighters had the first recorded version back in 1962, and a few months later was Pete Seeger's, and then Judy Collins had a version that was arranged by Roger McGuinn. And Roger, by the way, just happened to play on the Limelighters version, the first one. Judy's came out in 1963, and then the Byrds version came out in 1965, but it took them 78 takes spread over 5 days of recording. It did reach number one just a few months later. You listen to songs about the passing of time, also known as aging. Here on Boogie Back to Texas, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, getting older, just like the rest of us. And I've got to stop saying that kind of thing. I said in the open of the show that there is some defiance in the face of aging, and there are a couple of those guys, classic country stars, George Jones and then Waylon Jennings. They're going to tell us that they aren't getting that old yet. We lead off with George Jones saying, I don't need your rocking chair.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare.
Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. I don't need your rocking chair. I ain't ready for the junkyard yet, 'cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Did you ever told or you Medicare? I've still got neon in my veins. Gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. An Eskimo needs a Frigidaire, like I need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need no rocking chair.
Did you ever toll or your Medicare?
Did you ever toll or your Medicare?
I've still got neon in my veins.
Still got neon in his veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know it ain't impaired.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need no rocking chair.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Hell no, no, you ain't impaired.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Baby, you're a looker, and I know what you're looking for.
Cool it, this is serious.
You've been looking over every man at the bar. Well, honey, I know that I got a few years on you.
But you couldn't tell it, but look it.
So if you're shopping around, let me show you a thing or two. Well, I look a little rough and I got a few miles on me. My body needs work and my style ain't what it used to be. Honey, I'll admit that there's places where I'm growing thin. Show you what I'm talking about. Guarantee there's a lot of me left to love. Well, I may be used, but maybe I ain't used yet. I've been wrecked a few times, and honey, it shows, I guess. Well,
Well, there's been once or twice you might say I was repossessed. But there's one little thing I think ought to be understood. It ain't how you look, it's what you got under your hood.
Well, of course, that was Waylon Jennings and Baby I May Be Used, But I'm Not Used Up. I got that from a live recording on Austin City Limits. It was recorded on April 1st, 1989. Waylon, who was born in Littlefield, Texas, way up in the panhandle, started his music career on the radio at age 14. He was a DJ for a while, and then he went on to performing pretty much full-time. In the 70s, he pretty much drove outlaw country, along with Willie and some others. He had, however, quite a 20-year battle with cocaine that he finally won in the mid-80s. I like the story about how Waylon got his name. He originally was named Wayland after a Baptist preacher stopped by to congratulate his mother on Waylon's birth and for naming him after the Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, Texas. His mother didn't like that, and so she changed his name to Waylon. Before Waylon, we heard The Possum, George Jones, another country music icon with I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair. I got that from his 1991 album, Falls Can Fall. Weird name. George was born in Saratoga, Texas, in East Texas, near Beaumont. His story and history is about as long, if not longer, than Waylon's. But the past two decades of his career, he was known as the greatest living country singer. Another nickname of his was the Rolls Royce of country music with more than 160 charted singles. He too had a significant problem with drugs and alcohol primarily, and he earned the name of No Show Jones. He was too wasted to perform many a time. Great voice, though. You're listening to Songs About Aging right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in to
this portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
VOV programming is made possible in part by the generosity of Vashon Island Baking Company, serving handmade pastries and island-roasted coffee in the heart of town. On the web at VashonIslandBakingCompany.com.
Well, thanks to all our underwriters and all the folks who listen to these shows, and keep us on the air with your donations. Thank you. We're going to switch tempo and mood to probably, I think, a more of a wistful look at a time passing, leading off with Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, Back When We Were Beautiful.
I guess you had to be there, she said, you had to be. She handed me a yellow photograph and then said, see. This was my greatest love, my one and only. And this is me. Back when we were beautiful. See, I don't feel very different, she said, I know it's strange. I guess I've gotten used to these little pains. But I still love to dance. You know we used to dance the night away. Back when we were beautiful, beautiful, yes. I hate it when they say I'm aging gracefully. I fight it every day. Happening to me. But I really love my grandkids. She said they're sweet to sometimes for a laugh, the two of us would act like we were old. Back when we were beautiful, 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 yes. But I guess you had to be
walking. I don't do that much talking these days. I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do for you. And all the times I had the chance to. To live the life that I have made in song. Well, it's just that I've been losing for so long. Cornerstones, count the time in quarter tones to ten. My friend, don't confront me with my failures. Oh, I have not forgotten them.
That was Don Henley covering the Jackson Browne song "These Days." Came from an album "Looking Into You," a tribute to Jackson Browne. Came out in 2014. 23 of Jackson Browne's songs covered by various folks. Most of them like Don from Texas. And by the way, Don was born in Gilmer, Texas, as were Johnny Mathis and bluesman Freddie King. Of course, Don has had a long, successful career with the Eagles as well as a solo career. And any guesses how old Jackson Browne was when he wrote that song? Here's Don Henley from the liner notes. It is astounding to think that Jackson wrote "These Days" when he was only 16 years old. Check out the lyrics and see what he means. Before Don, we heard Houston-born Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, "Back When We Were Beautiful," from their Old Yellow Moon album released in 2013. This is an album that had been planned for really a long time, 35 years, according to Emmylou. They met in 1974 and recorded "Bluebird Wine." It was on Emmylou's "Pieces of the Sky" album, and this one. Rodney played on her albums and toured with her through the 70s and the 80s, and she's recorded more than 20 of Rodney's songs. We're going to hear more from Rodney later in the show, but a very, very different feel and tone and anything but wistful. We're all getting older, even as we listen to songs about getting older on Boogie Back to Texas. I gotta stop that. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host. Thanks for listening. And none of us, of course, are immortal, and people look at these endings as really probably grim or celebratory in some cases, or both of them. We're going to lead off with the Flatlanders, and their take for the more grim side, I think, at least in the tone of the music. We're going to follow that with Beth Wood and her take on Funeral Day. Here's the Flatlanders with "Midnight Train."
Just our bodies craving levity. My grief, a heavy blanket weighing down on me. So we laughed until the sun went down, trading stories, passing the bottle around, recalling all the good times that we had. It didn't seem so sad. It all started at the parlor doors. Cousin Henry's kid tripped on an extension cord. We busted out. What else could we do? Hell, I knew that you were up there cracking up too. So we left until the preacher came in. We settled down. Didn't seem so sad. Well, we got some dirty looks from the old blue hair crowd. But with all due respect, I think we did you proud. But laughing out loud. Tiny hole in my heart, but I can't bear to cry. You brought me joy, joy to everyone. And it's just a simple story. We're here and then we're gone. So I left, remembering that day, how we carried on, and how it washed our tears away. I'm smiling and I'm looking back. It doesn't seem so sad. It doesn't seem so sad. It doesn't seem so sad.
That was Beth Wood with Funeral Day from her 2008 album, Beachcomber's Daughter. Beth grew up in Lubbock, eventually moved to Portland. She's recorded a few of her records in Texas and some of them up here. And many of you have seen her and R. James when they debuted their record here at the VCA. Beth now lives in Sisters, Oregon. She's got a brand new album coming out, a few cuts of which I'm very pleased to hear. Before Beth, we heard the Flatlanders, also from Lubbock. Midnight Train from their Wheels of Fortune album came out in 2004. Jimmy Dale Gilmore wrote that song. Joe Ely was on the lead vocals, and Jimmy Dale and Butch on harmonies, and Rob Gershow on various guitars on that song. Each of the Flatlanders has had a pretty successful solo career along with their work together. They just put out a COVID album called Treasure of Love, redoing some of their past songs. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Your Island Connection. Tonight we are hearing songs related to aging. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Thanks again to our supporters, to our listeners, to everybody out there. Pretty good island, I'd say. We're going to turn now to reflections of some mighty fine songwriters. Both of them have some significant regret. We're going to lead off with Rodney Crowell, and I don't care anymore.
I used to pull my britches on with just one thing. Toe-tips on my boots and a mullet head of hair, designed to walk into the room and make somebody stare. But I don't care anymore. If I don't stand out in a crowd, I was better off before. I tried to make my mother proud. Town of dreaming, I could make my mark in space. 40-odd years later, all my best cards have been played. Well, it's a hard knock situation when the accolades bestowed on your every last creation cries out middle of the road. But I don't care anymore about the fortune or the fame. Before I tried to make myself a name, all that money that I blew through like some bootblack off the farm could not have vanished quicker if I'd have shot it in my arm. Some so-and-so says, don't you know the limit is the sky? The next thing I remember, I'm unlearning how to fly. But I don't care. Dolls and favors that I savored from day one add up to next to nothing after all is said and done. A real friend tried to tell me, man, with all respect for you, the time to put away these things is long since overdue. If indeed I do get lonesome in my mansion on the hill, there's this neighbor's wife I covet for her beauty and her skill. The way she puts herself together, sleek and vagabond couture, makes each mailbox conversation one more heartache to endure. But I don't care anymore. Who does what and why? I was better off before. Just another guy. I've been lied on, spied on, cried on, tried on, taken for a ride, you bet. Frack, crack, smack, jack, what you see is what you get. I've been spit at, hit at, quit at, shit at, shouldn't it have been at, what I'm trying to get at, you
I've smeared my heart on my sleeve. I've tagged my name on the wall. It's probably time for me to leave. Acting big and talking small. I've tracked blood in on the floor. I put my fist through the wall. I dragged trouble through the door. I spilled wine on it all. Maybe I can paint over that. It'll probably bleed through. Maybe I can paint over that. I can't hide it from you. I've got some ink beneath my skin. A good idea at the time. I won't be doing that again. Not with any arm of mine. And I've stumbled in my time. I left my footprints down the road, and part of me that shines ain't a part of me that shows. Maybe I can paint over that. It'll probably bleed through. Maybe I can paint over that. But I can't hide it from you. Maybe I can paint over that. It'll probably bleed through. Maybe I can paint over that. I can't hide it from you.
That was Guy Clark. Maybe I Can Paint Over That from his 2009 album, Some Days the Songs Writes You. That's a great title. Playing with him were Verlin Thompson on guitar, Sean Camp on mandolin, Bryn Davies on upright bass, and Kenny Malone on percussion. And as listeners to Boogie Back know, Guy is one of my favorite songwriters and favorite and idol of many, many other songwriters. Before Guy, we heard Rodney Crowell with a bit of an angry tone, and I Don't Care Anymore, a song, God, I think about the vanity and the indiscretions of his youth and realizing he's matured, and a lot of that stuff about which he was really vain didn't matter, and quite a good deal regret about his indiscretions. That was from his Close Ties album released in 2017. His latest album, Triage, also has quite a few songs reflecting on his past, and very honestly as well. Listen to songs about time passing, also known as aging, right here on Boogie Back to Texas, on The Voice of Ash on Your Island Connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I appreciate your listening in. This next set includes two songs that kind of revel in being older. And we're going to lead off with James McMurtry and his song, Canola Fields.
I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta, canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. You never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with, it had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. I doubt she'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. Then away back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting. Thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time look like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Then away back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand.
Last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line, decide after thinking it through. Go on
on in front if you're in such a hurry, like Ebony waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing. On second thought, maybe I do. It's getting hard to watch my pals check out. Cuts like a wore out knife. One thing I learned about running the road is forever don't apply to life. Waylon and Ray and Merle and old Noro live just as fast as me. I still got a lot of good friends left, and I wonder who the next will be. I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line and decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like Ebony waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing. On second thought, maybe I do. We'll pick and sing, load up the buses and ride. I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. And if you don't mind, I'll start a new line and decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, cause hell is awaiting there too. I don't want to be the last man standing. On second thought, maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do.
Willie Nelson again, this time with Last Man Standing. Title cut from his 2018 album named Checking a Few of His Friends Who've Passed But Who Lived Just As Fast As Willie Did. Before Willie, we heard a great song from James McMurtry, Canola Fields, from his most recent album, The Horses and the Hounds, released in 2021. In the liner notes, there's a photo of James with a mask on. He's got just a terrific sense of humor and an amazing capability to me to describe characters and places that put you right there. I mean, he talked about being in Brooklyn. She was in Brooklyn before it was hip, and she carried her keys in her fist. That tells you something right there, doesn't it? I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we're going to go out the door of tonight's time-passing edition of the show with a well-known song from a movie written by Herman Hupfeld. The song was, anyway, written by Herman Hupfeld in 1931. Here it is, performed by Dooley Wilson, an actor, singer, and musician born in Tyler, Texas. The movie in which Dooley performs this song, it's called Casablanca. Here's Time Goes By.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have its mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Dooley Wilson on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight, and we will see you next week.